This is The Playbook.
Hi, this is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook. I'm at the greatest stadium ever created, and I wish Jeremy Blossom and my face were up there on that billion-dollar screen, because then it would do this interview justice. I'm so excited to be here. The CEO, founder of StrikePoint, here with me today at SoFi. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you so much, David. What an honor, and what a backdrop. This is incredible.
And now the kids are coming out. We have the energy up.
Yes.
Now, digital marketing is your expertise.
Yeah.
And it has made my personal brand and career. I never imagined the power of understanding digital marketing and utilizing it in the correct manner.
Yep.
What are some of the aspects that people are missing today? Because talk about noise in the space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in digital marketing that oversell, back-end sell, lie, manipulate, and straight out steal
100%.
Or cheat people
all
the time. From 19 to 59, it doesn't matter what age they are, they just propose something that is logistically and statistically impossible.
That's right.
What are some of the aspects that people should look for as a leader in digital marketing? Your agency is so successful. Your reputation is clean and clear that you are someone that works with your customer to manage expectations and create long-term success. What are some of the things we should be looking for in the space today to indicate that we're with the right person or maybe even the wrong person?
Yeah, that's a great question. And unfortunately, that's a really real potential, is that you can partner with an agency that doesn't have your best interest. One of the things I tell everybody is, does your agency or does your marketer know your business? And not just what you do or the service, but know the numbers behind your business. How much should it take to or cost to acquire a customer? All right. How much money are you making off of that customer? What does your sales process look like? How do you optimize that sales process? How well do they know the product, the service? And most importantly, how well do they know the person that you're trying to target and go after? Right? And what are some of their evidence? What evidence do they have? What are some of the case studies they have? What do they know to do that? But in my expertise and what my background has been, at the end of the day, it's about driving sales, right? It's driving real revenue around really amazing products and services. And you could do that a whole bunch of ways, the right and the wrong way to do that. But first identifying the core business needs that someone has and then modifying their strategies based off of that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. If you don't understand the critical business issues, if you don't understand the math, it'd be impossible to understand the point of entry or the point of sale. And create what I call, which should be the outcome of your digital marketing agency, which you're known for, which is, I look at Jeremy Blossom and his firm, StrikePoint. What you guys build are vending machines.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're really good. From the people I know that work with you, you're really good at being able to articulate, look, you're going to put a nickel in this machine and a dime's going to come out.
That's exactly right.
And in order to get to that vending machine, not only must you know the critical business issues and the math, point of entry and point of sale, but you also have to know how to test.
Yes.
And one of the indicators that I've realized when someone tells me that they can directly, after knowing even all those things and asking the right questions, exactly how to create that vending machine, then my red flags go up, because that's the statistical impossibility of all the trillions of variables that are involved in creating a vending machine. It's the people that really understand how to test what is it that we want to put in the machine and what can we get out. What are some of the key components that you guys utilize in the testing process to build that community and build that vending machine?
So when I first started StrikePoint, our very first client was a Chicago floor trader. And he was such a ball buster. He was so hard ass.
Scarce as all can be.
Correct. And I was not even sure if we're going to get the contract. And we sit down with them and he says, you know what? Congratulations, guys. I'd love to work with you. Great. We go through the whole rigmarole and we stand up and we're about to leave his office. And he goes, Jeremy, come here. And he shakes my hand and he goes, do me one favor and one favor only. Fail fast. He didn't tell me to go make a bunch of money for him. He knew, because he'd been doing it forever, that marketing is, yes, about making money. It's about selling your products and services. But the most amount of information comes from when you fail. And for us, it's about, one of our core values at StrikePoint is to lose even if you win, right? Or win even if you lose, excuse me. Win even if you lose. And that is by taking that data, what made us lose, And because we all start off with an assumption, I have no idea why that XYZ person is going to buy this or not buy this, why this campaign will be successful. No one does. And if they tell you, that's another precursor. If they ever tell you, that's totally
BS. It's like
a
video. Like every video I thought would kill it.
Yes.
They killed me.
Correct. It doesn't do anything to your business. And the ones that you don't, I've had the ugliest stuff ever just completely crush it. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen fail.
Yeah.
So it is about failing and failing fast. But again, you got to go back to your numbers. But that's the first, one of the favorite things I can is, does something work? And you don't need, another big myth is that you need a bunch of money to figure out if it works. You don't need that. This is digital marketing. You can test out with small budgets and you can see if it's going to work and you can add fuel to the fire as it continues to scale. So, I mean, I could talk about this subject forever, but that's one of the core things I look at and try to implement and teach my team how to do too, is like go out there, figure out what doesn't work.
Yeah.
My least favorite campaigns are, of course, bad campaigns, but they're actually okay campaigns that are the worst. They're not really killing it. They're not really doing bad. So you sit there for months. Yes, you sit there for months trying to get this thing to work, and it doesn't ever work. If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no, and that's a good piece of advice for anyone trying to test anything.
And one of the capabilities that's necessary, and you guys have it at StrikePoint, is to manage expectations.
Yeah.
So beyond all these other challenges that you have, for example, to manage expectations of all the failures and the idea of failing fast.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a floor trader with that correct perspective that helped build a cornerstone to your business of success, having a client that it was easy to manage their expectations and also focus you on failing quickly. How best can you manage the expectations for the neophyte, the dentist, the next trader that doesn't have the enlightened state of mind to fail fast?
I tell them all the same thing. I said, you'll never spend your money dumber than the first day you spend it on digital marketing. And that is so true.
If you're good.
If you're great, right? You're always going to, you're going to go out there and you're going to create ideas that are complete failures. You're going to go out there and create things that are not going to work. And so go out there expecting yourself to lose. I mean, the stat is 1% click-through rates on ads. 1% is like the overall average on the internet. So you have 99% chance that your ad that you create is not going to be seen, not going to be clicked on. It's not going to work for the audience that you're going to target. We're playing with really small percentages. So you don't need to be right all the time. You don't need to be right most of the time. You can be wrong and still make a lot of money, sell great products and services by continuing to position yourself and test and pivot.
And beyond the vending machine where we're selling a product where we can have a quantitative result with the exact percentage of conversion into a monetized scenario where we can see the numbers. A lot of people hire you, like I hire people, to build community.
Yeah.
Now we get into a more subjective realm.
Yep.
And we also get into a more emotional realm of personality, ego, prescribing the ego to a fear of their own worth.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have variance in the criteria of what it means to be successful.
Yeah.
So for me, looking at digital marketers, successful ones like you, who I am aligned with, whose credibility warrants them coming here to be with me, because I would not represent to my community that cost me millions to build, someone that's going to milk or deceive, oversell, back and sell, lie or cheat. How do we manage the expectations of people like me, the personal brand?
Yeah.
Of how long it takes, how much investment is necessary in order to build a community that then can be monetized in a variant of ways, but has a much longer tail when it comes to lifetime relationship to a personal brand comparatively to, a protein shot.
So you're like the holy grail of what so many of my clients want when they describe a brand. What you've
personal
done.
Brand.
Yes, they're personal brands. You are like the epitome of it. And you are the sum total of your brand. Every interaction you have with people, all the content that you put out there, every single time it's value, 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 value. So you've had a grand vision of what you wanted your personal brand to be. And what I tell people to do is take this grand vision, and now we need to, as best we can, quantify this down to a numbers perspective and start off really small. And a good friend of mine did a test. He did 100 social media posts and YouTube posts every single day for 100 days in a row. And his expectations were 10,000, 20,000, right? All these huge numbers from, he didn't have anything. No one knew who he was. And I said, whoa. Let's break this down. How about we shoot for 1,000 new followers? How about we start way smaller and set the expectation? And I go, would that motivate you to continue? And he thought about it and he goes, yeah, I think it would. And I go, why? because it's not at the end of the day, the best brands in the entire world is so much bigger than the money. It's so much bigger than the number of likes you have or your following. You are the guy. You are doing this because you want to help people. You're doing this because you love every single part of it. This is what you would be doing if you weren't getting paid to be doing it, right? Like, this is it.
Yeah, and that's so why you see me in Italy on an IG Live at 12:30 at night.
That's right.
Because it's like playing golf, yeah, right? Some people love to play, and they'd play at midnight if they could. I'd go live at midnight.
As a follower and a subscriber of you, it's so contagious. It's so real and authentic in an unauthentic, unreal world. So to be a part of this is what gets me into it. And I just try to have every one of the brand owners, business owners to tap into their why, to help them reset the expectations why they're doing this, and tell them that there's so many stories and so many people out there who it takes proper time to build that brand that they really, really dream of. And it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, but most importantly, belief in what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I like best about Strike Point and Jeremy Blossom is they can transform the pursuit of your passion, purpose, and profitability, the pursuit of your why, to help you apply your why. And yeah. I think that's what, you know, has resonated for me and through me over all these years. And just so you know, money, numbers wise, I was blessed to be exposed to Gary Vaynerchuk to help me build my perspective and community.
Yeah.
And he told me, so what do you want in year one, the same way as your 100 friend? And I said, I want 2 ambassadors. Mm. And he said, they don't have ambassadors, they have followers. I said, no, everyone has ambassadors. I said, if I can get 2 people like Jeremy Blossom in 1 year, 2 people that I know will tell 2 people, if you want to see what to do, you know, buy his books, listen to him speak, go to his lives, join his free Friday trainings, go to his masterminds, his VIP dinners, whatever else I do, podcast, TV shows, and the list will go on. But if I just get 2 people like you to tell 2 people, then in 20 years, I started when I was 50. By the time I was 70, I would have 2 million people telling 2 million people. And so when I backed out the numbers, because you and I are both quantitative people, when I backed out the numbers, my investment was well worth it to build a community of that many ambassadors to help me change the world, to empower people to make more money, help more people, and have more fun. That's why I'm looking for people like Jeremy Blossom, because this is a very crowded space with a lot of people that are not honest, that are overselling, back and selling, lying, manipulating, and cheating. If you want the truth, if you're patient and persistent, if you're willing to make the investment in yourself, your product, solution, or service, go to Strike Point. It's that easy. Join me anytime. I'm here with Jeremy Blossom, founder, CEO of Strike Point, here at the greatest stadium, although our pictures aren't up there yet. They will be there someday. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.